In the month of June, we celebrate National Dairy Month. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. The month of June is recognized as National Dairy Month to celebrate the contributions the industry has made to the United States for more than 85 years. Originally started in 1937 as National Milk Month, it was created as a way to promote drinking milk to U.S. consumers as there was a production surplus at the time. The celebration has evolved over time and the name got changed to National Dairy Month. And many organizations use the month as a platform to introduce the hardworking dairy farmers and families that are behind the milk and dairy products, making it to your grocery store shelves every day. It is also a great time of year to help educate consumers about the numerous nutritional benefits associated with consuming dairy products. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says that one big push throughout the month of June has been to expand milk options in the school lunch program.
The school lunch programs are only allowed to offer low-fat and fat-free milk. Whole and 2% milk are packed with flavor and critical nutrients. It was a mistake for the government to take these options away from our kids.
He said that the milk options in the programs became limited back in 2010.
Around the 2010-2011 era, it was in regard to Mrs. Obama being involved in redirecting what kids eat through the federal food program.
Chris Galen of the National Milk Producers Federation talks about what expanding milk options in school lunch menus will mean for students and the dairy industry.
Currently, the policy is that they can have either low-fat or skim milk, fat-free milk, either flavored milk like chocolate or white milk. But anything that has a higher fat content like 2% or whole milk is not allowed under current guidelines, which are ultimately overseen by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Senator Grassley says, thankfully,
the Senate Ag Committee taking steps to right this wrong.
Earlier in the month of June, we heard the senator introduce a new legislation that will hopefully provide a fix.
The Ag Committee will mark up a bipartisan bill that I co-sponsored alongside Senator Marshall of Kansas. The title of the bill is the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. Our legislation would bring common sense back to the lunchroom and end restrictions on whole or 2% milk in the national school lunch program. Kids should have the opportunity to experience the full goodness of American dairy, which is supported by more than 200,000 Iowa dairy cows.
Chris Galen says that recently the Senate Ag Committee unanimously approved this bill, officially promoting it onto the next steps of passage.
So the bill has been approved over in the House by the House Education Committee, and the Senate Agriculture Committee approved it. So now what happens is that hopefully the bills will be able to be voted on at some point here this year.
After a lot of work, Senator Grassley is pleased to hear this news.
I'm glad to see the Ag Committee roll up its sleeves to legislate, and I'd like to thank Chairman Boozman for his leadership in organizing this markup.
So as we celebrate National Dairy Month, and to all of our dairy producers out there listening, your work does not go unnoticed. And let's be honest, a nice ice cream cone or blizzard from Dairy Queen on a 90-degree summer day would not be possible without you. So keep doing the great work you're doing, caring for your animals, and bringing a quality product to our grocery stores and our tables. Again, hearing from U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Chris Galen of the National Milk Producers Federation on this WNAX Farm News Update. I'm Danielle Drotzman.